Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Yesterday on the air, we had a conversation with Sidney from Chicago. He's a Muslim, goes to a mosque on Chicago's west side. And we talked about first his experience in Islam, and then we started to discuss Muslims in the news and the headlines around the world, and is there a Muslim problem? And eventually, we want to get to a discussion about Jesus Christ, because if Jesus Christ rose from the dead, then Islam is false. And if he did not, as the New Testament says, then Christianity is false. So what we're going to do is now continue the conversation that we had with Sidney. It went beyond the end of our broadcast time yesterday, so we have more, and it should be real interesting. Also, I'd like to suggest to you, we have a couple resources here, a Mount Moriah DVD on the evidence for the resurrection of Jesus Christ that we have produced. And in fact, I'm going to ask, could we send a copy of that to Sidney? Yeah, let's drop a copy of that in the mail. That'd be great. So we'll rejoin the discussion in progress, and we'll back it up a little bit. So we'll hear some of what we heard yesterday and then get into the remainder of the conversation. Here we go.
Do you believe in? Do you believe in the Old Testament?
Wait, you just changed the topic.
Or the New Testament?
Well, I believe in both.
No, no. Which one would you rule by?
You trying to avoid my question?
No, I'm asking it directly. Which one would you rule by? And that's how I give you the answer.
The New Testament.
The Old Testament say eye for an eye. The New Testament say turn the other cheek. Which one would you rule by?
Both.
No, you can't rule by both.
No, you can rule by both. Jesus upheld the death penalty. Jesus, the apostles, I could list you all the Bible books in the New Testament and all the authors who upheld the death penalty, saying that if you're guilty of a capital crime, you should surely be put to death. Jesus Christ in Matthew and Mark said that if you're guilty before the Mosaic law, you shall surely be put to death. Those are his words, verbatim. You shall surely be put to death.
And what if he say he asks for forgiveness and he accepts Jesus Christ as his Lord and personal Savior?
Let's say someone steals a car and then they tell the judge, I'm a Christian. The judge should ignore that because God expects earthly judges to mete out earthly justice. Throughout the Bible, even in the New Testament, God says that there will be no mercy. There will be no mercy. If you break the law and you're guilty and convicted of a capital crime, then you die by the law without mercy. That's in the New Testament book of Hebrews.
Now, see, I believe in the Old Testament, eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth.
Well, so do I.
That man should be put to death.
So do I, and so did Jesus. Well, yeah. And so did Jesus.
We agree.
Now, but I think did you intentionally not answer my question?
No,
Sidney.
I agree. He should be put to death.
Oh, no. That wasn't my question. You changed the topic, I think.
What's wrong with
your question? You said we cannot judge. So I described John Cooey, who kidnapped this little girl, Jessica Lunsford, kidnapped her, raped her, tortured her and buried her alive. Do you agree that all good people should condemn what he did as evil?
This is my belief. I believe a man that does something like that should be put to death.
Oh, okay. So you agree we should judge? Because
no,
you can't put him to death unless you judge that what he's done is wrong.
But you don't put
to death your neighbor who gives you a glass of water, right?
But I can't judge to say that his sin should be put to heaven or hell.
Well, that's not the question. That's not the question. See, when you say we can't judge, you're talking about his heart. God tells, Jesus Christ said this in John 7:24. He said, judge with righteous judgment. And even in Matthew 7, where Christians who don't study the Bible well, where they think Jesus said, don't judge, he said, don't judge, you hypocrite, when you're committing the same sin. First, stop committing that sin, then you could see clearly enough to judge your neighbor. That's what the Lord said. So have you been taught that Christians believe you can't judge anyone?
I've never been taught that from my own reading and studying.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is when we go back to talk about Muslims as a whole, as a religion as a whole, and Christianity as a whole, that we can't take the book and say that all these groups of people are this or that, because those are all individual people. The word is the word, and each person have their own free will act upon whatever the word
is. Okay, do you think it's possible that any religion in the world could have a problem where it's tolerating widespread murder of people by private citizens? Is that possible, theoretically?
Christianity has been tolerating it for years.
Okay, so you admit it's possible with Christians.
Yes.
Is it okay, now let me ask you this. Is it possible with Muslims?
Yes.
Okay, so we got somewhere in 20 minutes.
Yes.
All right, we made progress.
Because these are all free will.
So look,
are men acting on their free will.
No, we know, we agreed with that. Please, hey, Sydney, we have a little bit more time. Could you not bring that up again? Because we agree with that.
Okay.
My last question was, is it possible that any religion in the world could have a systematic problem where the religion spreads and tolerates the murder of civilians? Is that possible? You said yes. Look at Christianity.
Islam, Christianity, and Judaism all does that today. They all do those things today.
Well, I don't know which Christian groups in America are bombing mosques or synagogues. There was a celebrity 2 weeks ago said...
One thing I forgot to tell you, I also was in the military. I also served in the United States military. That's how I paid for my college.
Well, thank you for your service.
And there were Christians in there that was bombing all this stuff, too.
What?
That's Christian soldiers bombing, doing the same things. That's
Sydney, we could relitigate Iraq, but we just talked through how Saddam Hussein, the Muslim leader of an Arab nation, was killing tens of thousands of Muslims.
Financed and backed with weapons by United States
of
America.
Yeah, we did the same thing with the Taliban in Afghanistan.
Yes.
The Mujahideen, because we didn't want Russia to take over Afghanistan.
Correct.
Yeah, so
now when you
and we have a lack of wisdom. We have a lack of wisdom.
All these monsters?
Say what?
You just admitted we created all these monsters.
Well, I don't know that we created them, but we helped to.
We helped to fund.
Right. We helped to make them stronger.
So America should be first cleaning up their own house.
Amen. Well, that's true.
We should clean up our own house.
But that's
first.
True. But you know what? Saddam Hussein, they had rape rooms. His sons.
They were heinous.
Queasy and
murderers.
Fumi.
Yes.
Yeah.
Rapists. Yes.
Right.
They were bad.
Rapists. And they slaughtered
people.
Their political enemies who were Muslims.
Yes.
And
I agree with you 100%.
So anywhere in the world where a government is slaughtering tens of thousands, you know, maybe 100,000 of its own people, I don't care who it is that goes in, but government should go in and stop it. Otherwise, you're apathetic and you don't care that Muslims are being killed. And here's why. I think that there are many in Islam who hated Bush more than they loved the Iraqi people. And they would rather the Iraqi people be slaughtered to the last child than Bush or America stop the slaughter. They'd rather it.
Right.
And how could you dispute that, Sydney? Wouldn't you agree that they hated Bush more than they were concerned about the Iraqi Muslims being slaughtered?
I don't know their feelings, and I can't answer for their feelings. But
how about you?
Only me? I would say, first of all,
would you have let the slaughter go on?
Stop creating these people and these monsters.
Well, I agree. You and I agree.
Let's work on stop creating these monsters, and then we won't have those monsters out there killing people like that.
Sydney,
first, if we clean our own house up, we we are the number one people who say don't use nuclear weapons. And we're the only country that ever used nuclear weapons.
And praise God that we did. We probably saved hundreds of thousands, if not a million, Japanese, because we would have had to invade the mainland and Tokyo. And
the war was already over. The people was getting ready to surrender. And we knew better.
Well, that's
come
news.
On. Hey, come that's, on. We know better
no,
than that.
That's, hey, Sydney, that's called revisionist history. You'd have to document that. See, if you have a gut reaction to hate America first, then you say that. But you shouldn't believe that unless it's documented.
I say we should clean up ourselves first.
Absolutely.
And
I agree.
And once we get our home clean, then we can go out in the world.
Well, now wait. You just ran into that problem of hating Bush more than you love the Iraqi people. So you would say, since America's evil, in fact, pretty much every nation in the world is evil, even Saudi Arabia is intolerant, they have no religious tolerance, women can't drive. I mean, it's
right.
Every nation in the world is a mess. So you would say, if Muslims are being slaughtered in an Arab nation, then let it happen rather than have America go in and stop the government. You'd say let it happen. I think that's apathy.
No, wait. I say let it happen because we are hypocrites. Because we go after the countries that got oil.
We are hypocrites.
But then Somalia with those black people in the Sudan.
We are.
When the black people, we never go in and help those people that's being murdered.
You're right. We're hypocrites. And Sydney, if a hypocrite has the chance of saving your child who's about to be killed unjustly by a criminal, and the only person willing to save your child, your son or your daughter, is a hypocrite, would you say no? Let my daughter be killed because you're a hypocrite. Would you say that?
I'm going to shock you with this, and I'm going to say it's God's will. I believe in God. I believe in God, and if God allow it to happen,
okay.
Just like he protects
Job. All right.
Just like he protects
Sydney.
Job, he'll protect me and my family.
Let me ask you
and
this. Okay, then if it's God's will for the child to be raped or for the Muslim leader of a country to slaughter tens of thousands of Muslims, isn't it God's will for George W. Bush to go in and stop the slaughter of the Muslims? Isn't that God's will too?
Yes, he allowed that.
Then what are you complaining about?
I'm not complaining.
I'm showing you.
You're trying to classify all Muslim religion and nations as a bad rogue nation, just out of control.
I'm saying currently Islam has a serious problem.
Yes, Islam has a serious problem. Christianity, too.
All right. You just,
Judaism
first time,
too.
This is the third bit of progress. Sydney,
yes.
I enjoy talking to you. This
problem.
Is the third time we made progress. You just admitted Islam has a problem.
Yes, Islam has a problem. But don't just say Islam has a problem, because I know how editing stuff works. Because I majored in communication where I edit videos and film. I don't want to just say, yes, Islam have a problem.
Amen.
Somebody Muslim said Islam has a problem.
I make you a personal commitment. I would not do that. We air this in its entirety.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
So all I'm saying is Islam has a problem. Judaism has a problem. Christianity has a problem. Buddhism has a problem. All of them have a problem, because I want to say to all your listeners.
What did the Buddhists do lately? I mean, I know they're messed up. They're atheists, basically.
Look at China.
China. Wait a minute. China's government is atheistic. China's government believes in atheistic social Darwinism. And they've slaughtered tens of millions of people. They deny freedom of religion, freedom of speech. They have forced abortion. So I don't know that I'd blame China's communist government on the Buddhists.
I'm not necessarily blaming them. I'm just saying that all religions has a major problem that they need to address themselves.
Well, I agree. And which of the religious leaders that you can think of warned the world about his own followers? Like, did Muhammad, to the extent you know the Quran, I've read chunks of the Quran. I should have read it all by now, but just chunks. Did Muhammad ever warn the world that Muslims, that his followers would be dangerous and to beware of his followers?
Me personally, I don't remember ever reading a scripture of that.
Yeah, I don't think so. Now, Jesus, you remember that Jesus said that many will come in my name and will deceive many.
Yes.
So Jesus warned the world of his followers. And yes. I'd say that's That's a divine insight, and it's courage that a mere man wouldn't have, because everybody wants to build up their reputation and their empire.
I would say you can go back in the Old Testament where it was warned that men always be after each other fighting, just to say that, you know, he warned of all his followers and people following after him. You know, that's not anything to put him on a pedestal. We had warnings before.
Well, wait. No, I don't believe there was a religious leader anywhere in history who warned the world of his own followers. I think Jesus is unique in that way in so many ways.
Well, we got to go back a little further then. So you're saying Jesus and God is one?
Yeah. And you know what? Could we do this, Sydney? If you'd like to, since we're running out of time, could we schedule now a second conversation where we'll go to that topic?
Yeah. Because as much as you want. I'm
all right.
For you.
For one, I appreciate you talking. Mm-hmm. And many in my audience were Christians, and some study Islam a lot and read the Quran. Others haven't. So this is helpful. And I would suggest when we do that, there are really two questions that separate Islam and Christianity. The one is, who is Jesus? Mm-hmm. And the second is, did Jesus Christ rise from the dead?
Right.
And
yeah,
so
that's a whole topic in itself.
Yeah, and that's it. I mean, that's really the one question that says whether Christianity is false or Islam is false.
Right.
Because
one question I want to ask real quick is, when I was studying the different religion, one thing that I noticed that they all have in common, they all say God is the father of Abraham. Do you believe that?
All the monotheistic religions of the world point to God as the God of Abraham.
Yes.
And that is historically significant.
And I say, why, if we all have the same father, why we can't get along as children?
Well, I am all for getting along, Sydney, but Jesus pointed out that because of the sin within men, that those who speak the truth will be hated, and those who proclaim his name will be persecuted and killed. Jesus said that. So I'm all for getting along. I'm all for religious freedom. Mm-hmm. I think Muslim nations should promote religious freedom. America's founding was a disaster in many ways. But America did show the world the greatest example, or virtually the greatest example, if not the greatest, of religious freedom eventually. It didn't start immediately in all our colonies. But pretty quickly, we established a significant level of religious freedom as public policy.
Right.
So,
I agree.
Yeah.
Because we wouldn't be able to talk like this in most countries.
Oh, well, start naming Muslim countries.
Muslim countries.
That's what you'd have to name.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Right, so there's a Muslim problem.
I agree with you.
All right. Hey, so I'd like to focus on those two questions mm-hmm. in our next chat. Who is Jesus, and did he rise from the dead? The Apostle Paul wrote in the New Testament, if Jesus did not rise from the dead, then Christians are wrong, and our faith is wrong. And likewise, the flip side of that coin, if Jesus did rise from the dead, then Muhammad was wrong and Islam is wrong.
And also add on one more thing, was Jesus born with the Immaculate Conception? Because
you say that Joseph was married before.
No, I say Joseph got Mary pregnant. And
right.
I can show you in the book with the lineage.
Right.
In the King James book.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm very familiar. I've been teaching the genealogy of the Lord mm-hmm. Jesus for, well, I don't know, 20 years.
So do you agree? Well, we can bring that up next time.
Yeah, we'll bring it up.
That's a good topic next time.
All right, you have one more minute. I'll give you something to think about on that score, on that issue. Mm-hmm. One last minute. The Bible in the Old Testament and the New Testament, it presents angels around the throne of God, and they have four faces. The face of a lion, the face of an eagle, the face of an ox, and the face of a man. And in the four Gospels of Jesus Christ, there are four different genealogies, so to speak. In Matthew, the lion is the symbol of the king. In Matthew, he starts out, Jesus is the son of King David, the son of Abraham. That is, he's the king of the Jews. That's the lion. In Luke, it starts out, he is the son of Adam, the first man. That's the face of the man. In John, it's the eagle represents divinity in the heavens, God. And in John, his genealogy says he was in the beginning with God. He was God, and he created everything that was created. And then the last gospel, Mark, where the ox is a servant. And if you're a slave, nobody cares what your genealogy is. Nobody cares because you're just a slave. You're a servant. And Mark is the only one of the four gospels that has no genealogy because of the face of the ox, the servant. Jesus came to be a servant. So there is, I would suggest to you that there's a lot of meaning in the scriptures regarding the genealogies of Jesus Christ.
So which one would we believe?
All four. When I went to our Denver mosque, the largest in Colorado, and to talk to the imam and some of the young guys in the mosque, Sydney, I had a little crowd with me. The FBI came along, the Denver police, Homeland Security, and the state police. They were all there. Mm-hmm. I guess they wanted to listen. And the reason they were there is because we've been sharing the gospel. I've been on the air for 20 years sharing the gospel. But they thought if we went and shared the gospel at a mosque, we might get killed. And so, well, that's what they were afraid of. It was false. But when I got to talk to this imam, it was interesting that he assumed that he had trained his, you know, his young guys in the Christian Bible. And they thought they would bring up many verses to show us that we don't know our own Bible. And we had a fascinating talk, and he found out that day that there are many Christians who really do know their Bible.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of their arguments against Christ didn't work. And Sydney, the first thing I said to him was I apologized to him for America and our culture exporting pornography through Hollywood to all the Muslim nations of the world and all that filth that destroys young men in Muslim families throughout the Middle East and around the world coming out of America. And I asked him to, I apologized to him for that, for the part that Christians have played in their apathy of using women as animals to produce pornography.
That's good.
And he did appreciate that.
Yeah, that's very appreciated.
Yeah. So, hey, Sydney, I thoroughly enjoyed talking with you.
Oh, yeah.
I appreciate you. And
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate you taking the time.
You're welcome. Well, my call screener, if you could hold 1 minute, he'll set up our next talk.
Okay, perfect.
All right. God bless
you.
Thank
you. God bless you.
Well, now I have an opportunity. That was an enjoyable conversation. And since Sydney and I are going to continue next week, I have more time to prepare my thoughts to be ready. The Bible says that we should be prepared to give an answer to those who ask. So what I think I will do is start with some of our own materials here at Bob and Yurt Live. Now, we have some things that I would use to prepare if I'm going to talk to an atheist. And that's, for example, we have a DVD series on two DVDs, Does God Exist? We don't need that with Sydney. Sydney, like hundreds of millions of people around the world, billions of people who are not Christian, he believes that there is a God, that there is a creator. If you noticed, he was even appreciative that I acknowledged that America exports sexual immorality around the world, which destroys young men, especially, and women growing up, including in Arab and Muslim countries, and he appreciated that. So there are some areas of common ground that are significant. So the book, the debate I was in, Does God Exist? Pastor Bob Enyart debates atheist Zaketh, a psychologist. That I don't need that. But but it's helpful if I was going to debate an atheist. And by the way, if you have people in your life who are not believers and they don't even believe in God, then those are two resources that you might want to pick up from us. And you could get them by calling us, 800-8-NYARTS, 800-836-9278, or just go to our website, kgov.com, click on the store, and you could find under literature, under DVDs, videos, you could find those, Does God Exist, on DVD and in book form. Well, Sidney believes in God, but he rejects that Jesus Christ rose from the dead, and he rejects Christianity as being true. He rejects the Christian faith. So we do have two resources, and I should review these. I was involved in producing them. One is called Defending the Faith, Apologetics with Bob Enyart and Dave Spiegel. And that, we did that some years ago, and it's helpful to show other people who are not Christians that Christianity, the Bible, the New Testament is believable. It's credible. So I think I'll review that, our DVD, Defending the Faith, Apologetics with Dave Spiegel, Bob Enyart Live, and then our classic Mount Moriah DVD. Now, Mount Moriah, we've probably sold more of these DVDs than any others, and it's the Evidence for the Resurrection. Mount Moriah, Evidence for the Resurrection, and there's information on here that you will not find in many different resources on Christian apologetics. We went to Israel repeatedly. We took photos, took video, and incorporate archaeological evidence into the biblical and apologetic defense of the resurrection. So it's really enjoyable. If you don't have Mount Moriah, we strongly recommend that you consider getting it. If you're not a Christian and you'd like to see Mount Moriah, then we would be happy to send this to you for free. If you contact us, we'd be happy to send you Mount Moriah for free. If you're not a Christian, here's what Christians do when we say that. We've been saying that for years on the air. They call up and they say, could you send one of those to my cousin? And we say, are you a Christian? And they say, yes. And then we say, no, you have to buy it. This is if your cousin calls. So call up your cousin and say, hey, why don't you call Bob Enyart and he'll send you a DVD for free. Do that. But we need support, and we're not going to get support from atheists and unbelievers. We need support from Christians. So if you can, and if you want to prepare yourself to be ready to share the evidence for the resurrection with people who are not Christian, then I recommend Mount Moriah, our DVD, and Defending the Faith, Apologetics, with Dave Spiegel. And again, they're also, you could get them by calling us 800-8-NYARTS or by going online to kgov.com and 800-8-NYARTS, my last name, Bob Enyart, E-N-Y-A-R-T. And you know, we have our Bible study, Is This Man God? In the Gospel of John. And he might actually ask, Sidney might ask, he might say, well, Jesus never said he was God, so this might come in handy too. So we got to be prepared, right? Hey, may God bless you guys.